Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Fuller. My guest today is Nick Bessio, and he is here to talk about his movie, The Calling, which is about a church in Albany County in Altamont. So, Nick, first of all, how are you?
I'm very good today. How are you, Cynthia?
I'm doing well. So I had gotten an email from Stephen Powers, and I read it over, and I thought, wow, that would be an interesting topic to talk about, what you've done in the movie. So can you tell us a little bit about The Calling and what prompted you to do this?
Sure. Well, the title of the film is A Calling, and it's interesting, as most filmmakers know, I think titles cannot be copyrighted. So when you search for a film that has the word calling in it, you come up with a good variety of different genres, some of which are totally disassociated with the topic of our film, which is A Calling. So A Calling is a film that is about the changes of the role of women in the Catholic Church, as exemplified by an example that takes place locally right here in Albany County, due to the Albany Diocese making changes years and years ago relative to the ability of women to fill the role of parish life directors. So that's one of the basic components of the film. The film was shot over the course of 3 years. It began as perhaps a more minor project and then developed into the full-size feature documentary that it has become.
So when you first started doing this film, was Howard Hubbard still bishop, or was it under the auspices of Bishop Scharfenberger?
I don't think I could accurately answer that, because I'm not fully aware of what the calendar of events, so to speak, was in terms of the transition of the bishops. So I can't really say. It's approximately 3 years ago that we started. That would be in the planning for it began in the fall of 2015. Yes.
Okay. So what exactly do you cover in the movie?
Well, we cover the film started as, we did the film for several reasons. Number one, I think, is the fact that society has an image of Catholic women, and the Catholic Church for that matter, that was very counter to the image that I understood the church and Catholic women to be from my experiences as a Catholic. So that was one of the reasons. The second that was one of the reasons why it became a topic for a film. You know, when you decide to do a film, you have to put a little more research into it than just, well, here's a topic and I'm going to go down this long road of putting this together, because of the time, expense, and everything that goes into a film. But the second reason being that the example of the parish life directors in Albany and the role of women religious within those roles of parish life directors and other roles, the film goes beyond that, is a story that other areas of the state, of the country, of the world are not aware of. So the film goes down, the film goes down this path of discovering the role of these women as they have evolved as parish life directors, and as it has changed, and as is accurately just telling the story of what's occurring. So the film is not, I didn't go down this road intending on exposing some theory or some appeal or some advocacy for anything in particular within the context of the church, and there are many films that do go down those roads. I went down this road to simply tell the story of what exists, and I felt that there was enough of a story there that has not been heard that made it worthy of a topic for a film. So that's the reasoning behind it.
So what have you done in the film that would be a revelation to Catholics who are watching it?
Well, I think in terms of Catholics within the Albany Diocese, I think I just put the spotlight on what exists here. So there's no revelation in that context, other than perhaps in parishes that don't have or have had no experience with parish life directors. So parish life directors have been in existence for quite a while, over 20 some years here in the Albany Diocese. Bishop Hubbard, as within the context of the film, explains about the development of this position in respect to canon law and in respect to the need, the practical need that was within the diocese, and we tell the story. Now, for parishes or for people outside of the church, the Albany Diocese, I should say, the revelation is that women are doing this, that they are the spiritual leaders of parishes, and that that this advancement has been made, again, exemplifying the particular area in our situation here in the Albany Diocese. But beyond that, the film talks about the specific examples that fell into place and that were worked into place with the parish that we cover, that has a lot to do with not just the women, but also the men that were involved. The role of Bishop Hubbard in developing this, the role of Father Paul Smith, who is the sacramental minister within the church, who, along with Sister Mary Lou as the parish life director, he is also to be accredited with the ability to work within the context of this new paradigm, if you will, of the having women in leadership roles, and to support it. So it shows some very unique individuals. The image of Roman Catholic priest as displayed by Father Paul is very much a revelation, or even countercultural to so many images that people have. And, you know, it certainly is, in my mind, in showing this, a refreshing look at some very positive things within the context of the Roman Catholic Church that so many, if not most people, were unaware of.
So you would say that this is more of a pro than an anti-Catholic movie?
More of a pro than anti? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, this is definitely a... the film is really a celebration of the advancements for women in the Catholic Church. And it's very much showing off those things as opposed to some of the other topics that have been, you know, in the news about the Catholic Church. There have been problems, as we all know.
Right.
And as we hear about problems, as we hear about directions that have been, you know, alarming or whatever, however you want to describe it, there is this other side to things. And there are these other things that have occurred within the church that are on the very positive side.
So this is a positive movie. The reason why I'm dwelling on this is because in Stephen Power's email, there was it was about the evangelist is not covering your efforts. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's a situation that unfolded within the latter part of the film as it was rolling out. The only thing publicly about it has been the fact that the evangelists did not allow us to place an ad for the local fundraiser for the church and the evangelists. And we were just in communication with them about putting an ad in the way that any other church or any other entity was, because all of the screenings that have occurred in the Capital District so far were done as a fundraiser for the parish. As a filmmaker, I'm not out of anything for any of these screenings. So the idea was to put an ad in the Evangelist to advertise that the film was going to be shown at Proctor's Theaters. I'm trying to remember specifically within the context of but I believe it was specifically about the fundraiser at Catholic at the Proctor's Theater. And and then towards the end of it, we had our rate. They actually gave us a discount for the parish and, you know, as a church within the diocese and so forth. We're just moving along with our copy and went to send it. We're ready to send it in asking. And the last communication we got by email from the evangelist was they asked the question, may we ask what the title of this film is? And we responded, it is A Calling. And then we had no further communications. There was no response to that. The day went by. My wife, Marie, was actually doing the correspondence, and she just said that you know, please, after that email went back, and we didn't think there was anything within the context of the title that would cause an issue. Anyway, we pinged them again with another email. Please, you know, it was a deadline for the ad, and we wanted to get the ad in, and they did not, but they did not respond to any further emails. So the phone line went dead, so to speak. And so we were not able to put an ad in for the fundraiser for the church.
So, if it shows the church in a positive way, why would the evangelist not want to embrace this and help you?
Well, that certainly is our view. I think you certainly would have to ask them why from their perspective. I can't answer from their perspective, obviously. I, you know, can develop all kinds of reasoning in my mind as to why or why not, but it's really up to them to respond to why they did refuse us advertising.
Wow. So would you say that your movie has, it could resonate nationally?
Resonate nationally?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And it is. It is echoing, it is echoing across the country. we are we're overwhelmed with screening requests at Catholic organizations and non-Catholic organizations across the country. And we are scheduling different screenings for different different organizations, all on the pretext of it being the ability for these organizations to raise funds for whatever their charity or whatever their organization is. And we are traveling to a couple of different places here that are already booked, and there are many others to come. The response has been very overwhelming is the only word I can say. And I think that as we took a look at our little story, you know, one of the quotes people have been one of the things I've been saying that has been quoted from me is sometimes the best stories are right in your own backyard and just haven't yet been told. And I think that's true here. And the concept of a film about Catholic women is something that Catholic women are taking pride in. And that is all we had hoped to do, was to show some something to be proud of, and that it's resounding. It is.
So you've gotten inquiries from different parts of the country, but yet Albany County doesn't seem to embrace this endeavor as much as you feel it should. Am I correct?
I certainly would have to say that I'm disappointed that the diocese, within the context of the diocese, whether I want to call it the diocese proper or whatever, has not embraced this. As I look at films that have been done in the past that have been on the topic of women, on women religious, there have been certainly more single topic films that have been done. Say, for example, The Pink Smoke Over the Vatican, which is a film that advocates for women's ordination in the Catholic Church as priests. There's a film that was done about 3 years ago called A Band of Sisters. And that film, the topic was about the investigation that occurred under the previous pope into women religious, and almost goes down the road of making it look like women religious were subversive in some way. A Calling does none of that. A Calling airs the story of what's happening. There's no theories within A Calling. It is a story about what's happening. So I don't understand. I'm puzzled by the response, I guess. And the only response I can react to is the inability to put advertisement in the paper. And, all of the reasoning that I have heard behind all of that has all been secondhand, quite honestly, to myself. Mm-hmm. Nobody has responded directly to me. And it's all been secondhand. So I'm not going to speculate on the reasoning that's behind that. But it is certainly a disappointment to me and to the filmmakers that it has not been embraced. Having said that, the film locally has been overwhelmingly embraced, and the responses that we have received from not just women, but from men and from priests and from women religious and from laity has been just incredibly warm. And it is all we had hoped to do was to tell a good and positive story. And you know, it will continue to do that, with or without the embracement of you know, any particular group, I guess.
So when other parts of the state and other parts of the country learn about your movie and see your movie, have they told you, oh, yeah, that's happening here? In other words, you know, the notion is that women who get involved in the church are treating like, you know, not full citizens of the church, not, you know. So would you say that people who in other parts of the state and country who see this can understand, yes, this is happening and it's a positive change?
It's a little premature for me to make a statement in that regard, because the film has just now opened. Aside from the local screening at Proctor's, we had actually two local screenings. The first one was right at the church in Altamont, at St. Lucie, St. Bernadette's Church. And it was there. Okay. It was done essentially as a local event for a lot of the participants, you know, that were in the film. And everybody was invited to come see it from, the local people that participated, local officials, and also the diocese. And it was shown to about 120 people there. And then in Proctor's Theater, I can't even tell you how many numbers. We haven't settled up with Proctor's Theater yet, but I'm speculating that there were around 500 at Proctor's or so.
Wow.
And we had a tremendous turnout at Proctor's. Proctor's was Proctor's in my mind was a gamble to even bring it there. I had a film at Proctor's years ago, a feature film that I released, but that was a horse of a different color. How dare you try to sell tickets to a documentary film at Proctor's Theater? It's just something you don't do. People do not buy theatrical tickets to watch documentaries. It's a rarity. So we had a little local committee, and they were very enthusiastic about it being shown outside of the realm of Altamont during the time when we just wanted to release it. And I kind of went along with it and said, well, we'll see what happens. So, but we were really overwhelmed with the attendance at Proctor's. Like I said, 500, maybe 600 people. I have no idea really what the numbers were there yet until we settled. But again, because it has not, other than the trailers, it has not been shown in other regions of the state. I'm not sure I could accurately, you know, answer your question. The next showing of the film. The next showing of the film is going to be in Chicago, and it's going to have a debut out there, and that's coming up in 2 weeks, actually. So that'll be our first test of out of the area, so to speak.
Do you think this is kind of like maybe a counter to the movie Spotlight? Spotlight kind of puts the church in a negative light. Would you say this counterbalances it?
Spotlight, that's the title of the film?
You know, about the uncovering of the abuse in Boston.
Well, I'm not familiar with that film. In fact, that's the first I've heard that title, quite honestly. Again, I think that you know, if you were to take a look at a calling, and I mean, people are people. People can look at anything and develop it into whatever it is they might think it is, because they happen to see this or they happen to see that. You know, the great part of a calling is about also following Sister Doreen Glynn, who's the justice coordinator for the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet in Latham. And I ran across her. I'm trying to remember when I first met her, but I was so intrigued that, and again, you know, doing a documentary is a learning experience for the filmmaker. The story unfolds as you learn about these people. You may have kind of predictable outcomes about what you think things might be, but in the end, the people, the interviews tell the story. So as I first met Sister Doreen Glynn, for example, I knew she was a justice coordinator and so forth, but then I would run into her at different things. I would see her. I went to an event called the Nuns on the Bus, which is nationwide group that's run by Sister Simone Campbell out of Washington.
Right.
And they advocate for different social justice things and so forth. And there was an announcement at our church about this. And I said, hey, I'll go down and get some background footage of something for this. So Marie and I went down to that, and we met Sister Doreen Glynn. Then from there, she would go to the women's marches. She would go to different advocacy things for the New York State Religious Labor Coalition would petition the governor for the millionaire's tax and things like this. So we would go and I would go and document these things. But this woman, what a powerhouse this woman is. And when I would follow her, I'd be going to things like the Women's March in Albany and so forth. So, and the images within those contexts certainly show the diversity of what was present during that. And if that's upsetting to somebody, well, you know, I can't help that. You know, that's reality. I don't try to sterilize the world, although I very much did within the context of the film of the marchers during the Women's March, which was part of some of the footage, have to remove certain signs that were blatantly political or blatantly obscene and so forth, for the sense of the right tone of the film. So a lot of time was put in to neutralize it. But even after all of that, somebody that is looking for can still look and find whatever bent they might, perhaps within the context. Anybody of reason, however, would really not find that in this film. So it's certainly positive. It's certainly not going down the road of the film that you just introduced to me there. And
right.
It is, you know, it's a whole different ballgame, so to speak.
I'm quite overwhelmed by talking to you. I think what you're doing is great. You know, shedding a positive light on anything is so refreshing in today's society. So what's next for A Calling?
Wow. What's next is there are several things in the works of being scheduled, and we have a multitude of requests. A lot of them coming from religious organizations, yes. Many of them coming from colleges that are associated with the Sisters of Mercy. For example, a calling is going to be shown during Mercy Day to the staff and faculty and student body of Maria College in Albany. That's going to be an in-house showing. It's not, to my knowledge, going to be open to the public at any point, although I don't know all the specifics yet. It's going to be shown publicly again in the Albany area on July 20th. At the Provincial House in Latham. That's for the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet. They have a hospitality center with a large auditorium. The film's going to be shown at 3 o'clock and then at 6:30. At their center. So it's going to be shown again in the Albany area then. Again, I already mentioned that it's going to open at in Chicago, in LaGrange Park, Chicago, which is right in near the city of Chicago. That is in 2 weeks on the 26th for one screening in a large auditorium there at 7 o'clock. And that's being sponsored by an organization called The Well Spirituality Center, which is, again, a large Catholic community in LaGrange. Other requests, we're working on a getting down to San Antonio, Texas, to an organization down there called Arise is the name of the group. It's a multi-congregational group of women that work with 3,000 immigrant families in the Rio Grande Valley, and they're working out the details of getting us down there to show it. We've had requests from Virginia and New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. It's all over the map. And all these things, we're just finding out how much work it is to actually have a film that people want to see, which is the good and the bad, I guess. It's just become a full-time job getting it around. So,
do you see Netflix in your future?
Oh, I undoubtedly it will pick up some distribution. Again, it's difficult to speculate on where that might end up. Netflix, POV, or some of these outlets are possible. We have the film entered in several film festivals, and we're going to see what happens there. They are not the beginning and end all of distribution, but we hope to get it around a little bit doing that. The film, I never developed the film to be a real festival, film festival attention getter. And the reason being, most film festivals are out there looking for the edgy films. They're looking for the films that really dig up controversy and stick things, you know, kind of in your face, so to speak.
Right.
A Calling is not that kind of film. A Calling is one that is, you can see it and come away with a good story. But, I'm not shoving nothing's getting shoved in anybody's face with that film.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes with the festivals.
This is terrific. So you have been listening to Nick Vecchio. Did I pronounce your name right?
Vecchio, just like the Vichy water.
Vecchio. Okay, Vecchio. And he talked about his movie, A Calling. So if anybody is interested in doing a screening of your movie, how can they contact you?
Right on our website. We have a request. We have a contact page with a request form, which essentially is fill out your organization and tell us a little bit about your organization and about yourselves, and make the request. We have a little packet that we send back, which has kind of our criteria. At this stage of the game, we are not doing large public displays of the film because there are rules for film festivals that prevent us from any large public releases. So if within the context of a fundraiser for an organization, you would like to screen the film, have the film screening done, we will work to do that. When I say screening the film, we're doing theatrical projections of the film. It's not something that, we're going to hand out a DVD to right now or anything like that to show on a TV. But we are happy to work with all organizations to do that. The contact page is on our website, which is www.acalling.njvecchiofilms.com.
Thank you so much. You have been listening to Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. Thank you, Nick, for taking the time to be on the show. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful day.
It's been my pleasure, Cynthia.
Thank you.